You're listening to the BBC World Service. I'm Julian Marshall with NewsHour. When a pregnant woman is diagnosed with cancer, she and her family and doctors face difficult decisions. It's been thought that there could be risks to the fetus from chemotherapy and radiotherapy. Postponing treatment, however, could allow the mother's cancer to spread. But an international cancer conference has been told that children who are exposed to chemotherapy or radiotherapy in the womb, at least after the first trimester, that's the first 3 months, suffer no negative impacts on mental or cardiac development. Dr. Frederik Amant is the lead author of studies carried out by KU Leuven and University Hospitals Leuven in Belgium. So what is the current medical advice for pregnant women with cancer?
Regarding to radiotherapy, the American guidelines plea against the use of radiotherapy during pregnancy because of the absence of data. And regarding to chemotherapy, there are some data that chemotherapy can be used during pregnancy. However, here we provide more data and we validate previously reported data. I think in Belgium, physicians are more used to use chemotherapy, but I know that on a worldwide level, the threshold to start chemotherapy during pregnancy is still very high, and that people still propose termination of pregnancy or delay of maternal treatment or the premature delivery of a child rather than starting chemotherapy during pregnancy.
I mean, you spoke about an absence of data, but has there ever been any evidence that chemo or radiotherapy is bad for fetuses?
Well, chemotherapy during the first trimester is bad. There are no other data, but in the absence of data, people are reluctant to start the treatment during pregnancy. The fear mainly comes from the working mechanism of chemotherapy and from the consequences of atom bomb survivors or nuclear plant disasters, but it has never been investigated.
In your studies, you only looked at the mental or cardiac development of fetuses exposed to chemotherapy or radiotherapy. Why just Yes. those two areas of the body?
Well, first of all, the number of tests we could do was rather limited because the age of the children was also still young, mainly between 18 months and 42 months. And we focus on the brain and the heart because these are the most vulnerable organs and the most important organs also later on in life.
And you found absolutely no adverse effects in those children in their mental or cardiac development?
We used controls and we could see definitely no difference between both groups. Also, we could not see a difference between 1 or 2 cycles of chemotherapy during pregnancy or 5 or 6. If there is a worse outcome, it's not a chemotherapy, then it's most likely that the baby was born preterm.
Your samples were relatively small, 38 in the first study, 26 in the second. Is that big enough to be conclusive?
That's a very good question. 3 comments on that. If your development at the age of 18 months to 42 months in all these tests are normal, this is highly predictive of normal functioning later on in life. 2, you're completely right. We can say that the chemotherapy we used in this population, which was chemotherapy for breast cancer and for blood cancer, that there were no effects. But we cannot extrapolate this to all kinds of chemotherapy. We have to see whether other chemotherapy drugs are as safe. So we still have to be very cautious about that. And then regarding the radiotherapy paper, 26 is indeed not too much. But one strength of that study is that we included 10 adults that 33 years ago were exposed antenatally to radiotherapy. So here we already have really long-term data.
And the group that you studied, in what trimester did their mothers receive treatment?
It is always in the second and third trimester, because we know that if we give chemotherapy during the first trimester, this may result in congenital malformations. But it's a bit reverse for radiotherapy. For radiotherapy, it appears to be rather safe during the first and the second trimester when the pregnant uterus is not so large and when the distance to the field of irradiation is a bit larger.
Dr. Frederik Amant.